What's up, campers? Welcome to another episode of Tales of the Trails, a podcast where your three favorite scouts talk about their adventures in the wilderness. I'm Aditya, you know, the boys, AJ and Andrew. And on today's episode, we're doing a gear shakedown. So we're going to talk about our gear, what we have, what you guys could get. And before we get started, as usual, our socials are at Trails Podcast for Twitter and Instagram. We have a website, trailspodcast.com. Super simple. Everything's just Trails Podcast. And we have our affiliate with a wonderful company called Pursuit Retro that makes computer bags. Not computer bags, camera bags for nature lovers and photography lovers. So if you need a new camera bag, they also have a really cool hoodie. So if you want a new hoodie, you can use 10%. You can use our coupon code Trails Podcast for 10% off. With that all said and done, we're gonna go to AJ.
Yeah, so we're doing a gear shakedown today, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We got this idea because our crossovers, our new scouts,
aka me,
Andrew. They went on their second camping trip with our troop the other week. At Blue Hills, no, Hale, and you know, some of them, they didn't have all the gear, or they're kind of getting used to their gear and everything, so we're kind of doing this for them if they want to check it out. And you know, they're not the only people out there that don't know about all the gear and the best gear to get, so we're gonna try to make the best guide that we can for you.
All right, but let's talk about some of the gear that we have and some of the gear you should get. So the first thing on our list is your pack or your duffel bag. So what pack do you guys have?
I have a Osprey 48 liter.
I don't know.
That when I was like 10 years old. Right now, I kind of need something with more space, but you know, just starting out, it's a good pack to have. It still works for me, but I want a little bit more space. But yeah, I would say Osprey makes some really good stuff.
Yeah,
they sure do.
I got an Alps Mountain mountaineering bag. I got that for my birthday. It's pretty solid. It's got a lot of space, a lot of straps, so you can put your stuff on. I would say it's very, very useful. I even have my bedroll on the bottom of it because this is a convenient place to put it.
Right. I got an REI. It's called the Mars. That's the word it has on it. I don't know if it's like what the name of the specific bag is called, but it's from REI. It's an 80 liter bag. It's a huge bag. It's super nice. I didn't pay. It was like a $200, $250 bag that my cousin bought because he was going to Ghana for 6 months. And so he needed the bag. And then after that trip, he didn't use the bag at all. And he left it in our attic. And I'm like, you know what? I need a bag for my scout camping trips. And I basically just stole it from him. But
the thing about
podcast is not
advocate
any of these actions.
Right.
The thing about a lot of these bags, the price seems very daunting, but the price is like for lifetime. Like none of these bags aren't gonna break on you. They're solid. If you get them a good brand like REI or maybe Alps here or whatever, AJ, if it's a good brand, it doesn't seem like weird off-brand shenanigans. Even then, you can even get away with using an off-brand bag.
Right.
A lot of times
we're
going to
talk about
built,
some off-brand stuff.
Also,
they're built
to price. Do something like Addy. If you know somebody who goes camping, you know, if they've recently upgraded gear, they probably have some other stuff. Maybe you can buy for cheap off them, or they'll give it to you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my bag here is probably used before. And I don't know how my brother got it, but he got it from somebody. I don't think he paid full price.
I didn't pay anything. It was in the house, and my cousin was like in California. And I was just like, you know what? He's not using the bag. I might as well put it to good use. The one thing I want to add before we move on to the next topic, for your pack or for your duffel, you're going to need maximum two, maybe three bags in your lifetime if you're an avid camper. The reason behind that is because when you first start off, you know, when you're shorter, when you don't have as much fat on you, you're gonna want a smaller bag and a bag that adjusts to your height. And so the cool thing with these types of bags is they adjust based on your height, and they usually have a range. So like anywhere from like, I don't know, 4 feet to 5'6", and then 5'6" to 7 feet. And they just have a range of heights that they are good for when it comes to your body build. So when Andrew said this is an investment for life, it really is, because you're not replacing your bag every trip or every month. And if you are, I mean, that's insane and absurd. But you really only need max like two bags in your life, maybe three, unless it like, you know, spontaneously catches on fire.
And you don't always like 100% of you don't always get the new gear. You can always go on eBay or like go on a website mm-hmm. that sells used camping gear. You could probably still get a good price for a solid bag, so long right. as the equipment's been taken good care of.
I know REI, or no, LL Bean, and I think REI do price matching. So if you find the same bag that they have somewhere else cheaper, they'll lower the price for you. I know also mm-hmm. at those places, they have people there who can help you size and get the right bag for you. So yep. If you're not sure, go talk to them. Tell them kind of what you want. We can talk about this later, about external or internal frame bags. If you even want like a backpack, even you can just take like a duffel bag.
Right. That works too. You don't need anything too like extreme.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're just going out for like a weekend, you don't need to buy a bag. You probably have bags, so don't invest in right. something unless you're gonna commit to and you mm-hmm. actually love.
We could probably do a whole podcast episode on just
REI. Your packer duffel. And also like REI too. I feel like we could probably do a whole mm-hmm. episode there.
Just what is REI? But we should move on to the next item.
Sleeping bags.
The sleeping bag. This is like serious stuff. Who wants to start? Because there's a lot to say about a sleeping bag.
I can start. So I've had in my lifetime two mummy bags. One that was mm-hmm. 15 Celsius or some 15 Fahrenheit, and the other is negative 15 Fahrenheit. So both of them, the zippers broke. I only use mm-hmm. one of them now. That's the zero, the negative 15 one, primarily because it's the only one I could find easily, and zipper 8 is still broken, and I just like, whatever, it's negative 15. It's my all season. Right. Even though it's like, I should probably get a new one because like, it's like, there's like rips in it. I'm like, I try sewing it back together. It's a disaster. Right. But I still use it. It's still good. Anyone else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got
it. Okay, go for it. Oh, all right. So in terms of sleeping bags, there's a few things you want to look out for when you're buying one. First thing is make sure you can fit in the sleeping bag, okay?
Sad.
I'm 5'11". My first sleeping bag, I could not fit in. I was not able to the sleeping bag would only go up to, like, right under my chest, which wasn't very pleasant to sleep in.
You don't want it too big either, so make sure, because then there's just a lot right. of wasted space and it's not going to keep you warm.
Right. So make sure you can fit in it comfortably with a little bit of wiggle room, but not too much. Second thing, look for the temperature. Okay. And that's what Andrew had mentioned a little bit. You want to make sure that based on where you're camping, what type of camping you want to do, that you have the correct temperature. So we live in the Northeast. It gets cold. So most of our sleeping bags are going to be negative 20, between 20 and negative 20, I would say is a good range for the Northeast. I have a 30-degree bag, meaning it's really, it's almost like a Best Buy, but it's like the sleeping bag has the best function for any temperatures 30 degrees or higher, meaning at night in the winter, I'm not very comfortable because I'm freezing my ass off. Bleep. But here's the thing. Quick sleeping bag hack. Take a fleece blanket. Those things are like $6 at Target. All you have to do is line your sleeping bag with it. Get nice and tight and snug. Dude, you sleep like a baby. It's so nice. The fleece blanket, honestly, it's a cheaper alternative. The only downside is it's just a little bit more to carry, and that they're a little heavy. But besides that, it's perfect. And I highly recommend that, honestly, over like a 30-degree bag, because the fleece is softer too. AJ, what about you?
Yeah, my sleeping bag, I think it's Big Agnes is the brand. you know, I've had that since before, like, it's probably the summer of my first year, so that was like 2014. I was a little pipsqueak back then, so I've grown.
Still are.
It's kind of like the point where, like, if I put the like the hood of the mummy bag over my head, I'm kind of like squished and like I could bust open the bag, but you know, just bend my knees a little bit and it works. That one, I went to L.L. Bean and you know I got the price match, so that was good. I'm looking to buy a new one. The one I have my eye on right now is called the Sea to Summit Trek, and it's a down sleeping bag. Nice. And for those, the zipper is not the full length zipper, which that's fine with me. But the really cool thing about it is it has a really cool compression sack, so it can be like compressed smaller than a water bottle. And that's appealing to someone like me who doesn't have the most space in their pack. And if you're going ultralight backpacking or something, that's a really good option.
Right.
Nothing about sleeping bags. There's a few types. The one you've heard many times is the mummy bag, which is just like you slide in, you zip up, and you can't move your arms. You're just like you're basically in a mummy state. There's a few other ones, daddy. I believe. There's the
mummy, the daddy. The daddy.
Okay, no. Okay. I think it's more of a blanket type version where you kind of just like throw it on yourself like a blanket.
And you get it, and that's it.
No, those aren't really seen as very useful. Maybe somebody out bags. There watch this podcast. Yeah.
So you can get like a winter bag and a summer bag.
But
I use my 30-degree bag all year round. I just grab my fleece blanket.
Yeah.
Trusty fleece.
I'm assuming your bag's a mummy bag too.
I don't think it is. I don't think so. It has like the little overlap where you would, but it's not like it doesn't like curl up around your legs. It's like a perfect rectangle. Yeah, it's like a hybrid mummy. Mummy return.
No matter where you are though, like when you're sleeping it might be hot, but when it gets nighttime it can get cold. We were down at the Jamboree in West Virginia. It was like really hot, and then I remember a couple nights I was in like a 50-degree, like that's how cold it gets. And I was freezing. I had to like, but I was feeling easy to get out and like put a sweatshirt on. So I kind of.
Oh, you were cold. I didn't even notice. I was in my negative 15.
Also, another thing to look at when you're getting a sleeping bag or even when you have one is it gives you like the bottom line degrees, but there's also like a range, and it tells you there's like a comfortability range. So you can stretch it. So it will be comfortable, but once it kind of goes past that, you're gonna be pretty cold. So,
all right, to finish up our sleeping bag scenario here, we have the bed rolls or the sleeping pads, or whatever you want to call them.
Make sure you have one of those.
I mean, AJ over here, he doesn't bring one. Okay, he's in the
I don't bring one. It's an extra thing that I don't need.
Right.
I like to bring them, even though like I like basically roll off them because like I'm a pretty wide person. I just like this is really uncomfortable because the tents are too small. Yep. I'm just like I just need to roll around.
Because it's like this rectangle. Right. Like the inflation one that I have is like it like tails down at the end, and it's like sometimes they're too long, so they curl up against the tents, and they're not wide enough, so like you roll off and it's just not good.
Yeah, there's two types. You got the foam ones and the air ones. The
closed cell and open cell.
Yeah, that's the more scientific name for it.
Yeah.
I use a foam one or closed cell, as people like to say.
Yeah, me too.
Because I don't know, it's cheap, and I found
those
it.
Those don't let air get in as much.
Mm-hmm.
But they also take up more space.
Right.
So you got to weigh that in.
Yes, that's true. But they do keep you warmer, technically.
And they supposedly help you sleep more comfortably. I used to have an air one. Then, I don't know, the air thing didn't work so much. I just, like, every time I woke up, it was just flat. I'm like, ugh, I'm just going to go with a foam one. Because it's good for your back. I don't know if you like sleeping on rocks or anything. You don't feel the rocks, but it's whatever. All right, I think DT has given us a sign to move on to the next thing.
Yeah. We might have to do a gear shakedown part two just because of how much there is. I think we should do that.
We can just sacrifice my segment. No, we can just sacrifice my segment for it, you know.
Sacrifice your segment? Yeah. Just do one full segment? No ad?
All right.
No, so no we can just put
our next item that we were going to talk about. This order is not like a list of like, you need this. This is more important.
Priority.
You determine for yourself what you think is more important.
But I mean, you should have a segment.
You don't need one.
Ideally.
But it's helpful. So our next one on the list is a day pack, and this is not your pack where you throw all your stuff in. It's a smaller bag that you take if you're going on a hike or something. And I have an Osprey. I forget what it is. It's something. I have two Ospreys. I'll tell you how I got the second one in a little bit, but they both have hydration slots. So I used to have a hydration pack, but it got moldy, so make sure you clean them. That's a big thing. They make special cleaners for them now, so that might be something. So if you get a hydration pack, you got to maintain. So, yeah, just with day packs, you know, if there's, like, a bag and there's straps and you have the hip straps, those are important for your back and everything. That's all you need. I mean, if you need to, you can use a backpack. But
hip straps are good. I have I have what we call an off-brand day pack. I got mine off Amazon for less than $40, and it served me well. It has good holding capacity. It holds 2 liters of water. It's got the reservoir in the back, and it's insulated. So if I put hot liquids in, which you shouldn't do because it's plastic, they'll still stay warm, and my cold water lasts throughout a full camping day. But I always have to refill because I go through those 2 liters like nothing. But it's called Miracle. Play on words there, I guess. But yeah, it's what they call an off-brand because I don't have like a Camelback or an Osprey or anything. I needed one out of necessity so that I could keep water on me efficiently. And this puts the water on my back and it's super easy. And I have pockets almost everywhere, so I know where my phone is, where my pocket knife is, first aid kit. If I need money for something, I've got everything. And it's almost like,
can you explain the play on words with Miracle? Cause I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
So it's like MIRACOL. And I don't know if it's supposed to be like a play on words with like miracle and the word like cool.
I don't think they're going for that.
I don't know. because there's some, there's, yeah, it is. I don't know.
See, if you're going to make a play on words, it's got to be obvious.
Cool.
All right. And then let's go to mine. It's probably the worst one. It's either you're either going to fill with water and use it as a hydration pack, or you don't.
Andrew floods his bag and it's just dripping.
Yeah. It's a terrible bag, honestly. I should probably
Andrew
get a new
one. Andrew
ends
up with our first aid kit that we have, and you just carry that and hike.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's better. I didn't even bring my hydration back to the most recent one because I'm like, I'm looking at the pipes. I'm like, why is there some black stuff in there? I'm like, this doesn't look normal. then it's probably mold, as AJ stated.
So before we move on, I'll tell a little story about how I acquired one of my backpacks.
He stole it.
No, it's a blue Osprey. Like, it cinches and then has a flap that goes over and buckles. But I was at the National Jamboree, and I was in the infirmary with one of my friends because he was having back pain. And it was because he had like an old school backpack, you know, with like the L. Bean ones. And he didn't have hip straps. Mm-hmm. So the doctor like tied ropes and made one for him out of his bag. And then we walked like across the road from the infirmary. There's like all these pop-up tents. And one of them was like Happy Salmon, the card game, legendary. You're into that. There was a couple other ones, and Osprey was there. So we were just talking with a guy, and he's like, "Oh, you guys do a lot of patch trading?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I do." He's like, "Oh, like, do you want to give me some?"
He's like, "No way, you want to give me one?" And I was like,
"Yeah, sure, I'll give you one." Nobody had given him one this entire day. I had like three of this patch, so I gave him one. It was like a try thing,
try
area patch or whatever. And I was like, mm-hmm. "Yo, here you go." And he's like, "Dude, you didn't have to do that. You know what? I'm gonna hook you up." And he gave me and the other kid I was with these two blue Osprey backpacks that are worth like $80.
That's so sick! Oh my god. You know, dude, that's awesome.
So he basically stole it.
No, but hey, you made the right decision. You gave the guy who was interested in patches. We talked about patches. You brought him in on the patch trading.
Yeah, but it was all about just like, I didn't care if I got something in return. I had like, I had a bunch of these patches. I could spare one. So I was like, here you go, man. That's cool. Right. I wasn't expecting that, but,
that's awesome. Yeah. I'm so happy.
I'm kind of jealous. To go to the infirmary, okay?
So, let's see. You think we can do water bottles real fast?
I think we can keep going. Yeah. All right. Let's do water bottle. Water bottle, the only requirement is that it holds water, okay? And it needs to hold a sufficient amount of water for your trip.
That's not a good idea, though.
I have... Guys, get a water... You don't need like a $60,000 Nalgene or Hydro Flask or like Camelback water bottle. You can get the free one from like Ashlanday.
I use that one. I forgot one of my water bottles. We went out to Ashlanday and they're getting up free ones. Like, mm-hmm. Shoot, I don't have water bottle. Let me get this.
Exactly. You can use the plastic ones. Just reuse them, you know, mm-hmm. Be good for the environment. But water bottles, as long as they hold a sufficient amount of water. I have my 2-liter pack because that's the day pack. That's what came with the day pack. But along with that 2 liters, I have a 24-ounce water bottle. I have a 20-ounce water bottle. I have a 40-ounce water bottle. I don't take these all when I go camping, but I have them in the case that I need them.
He has them all lined up from like the least to greatest. He's like, which one should I take with me today?
Which one am I feeling today? AJ, where'd you go?
He went to go get his hydration flask. He wants to flex it.
You don't need Hydro Flask, guys. They're overpriced and they literally do the same exact job as I don't know, a $15 water bottle off Amazon. I got everything off Amazon. So much easier.
Then what?
Going to the store. Yeah. And...
You wanna get sponsored by Amazon? Let's see, let's go talk to Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos, right. Where are you at, my guy? All right, mess kits. This is another thing that's similar to the water bottles is like, you don't need a lot. You don't need something expensive. You need a plate, a bowl, a mug, and then your classic fork, knife, spoon, but you can literally get there's mess kits that literally have a plate that has a built-in bowl and then the mug comes separate. And then you get like a fork, knife, fork, I don't know, knife. Where it's just all three.
Or you just use paper plates like me, and use plastic mm-hmm. forks and knives.
Bring a mess kit. He still eats every trip, so it works.
yeah. Andrew doesn't need a mess kit.
Put the cereal in my mug. I bring. That's the only thing I need to bring.
So when we serve food, the way it works is everybody gets mine. Andrew's last. Everybody gets their serving of food, and then I just hand Andrew a pot, and he eats whatever's left.
I know the popular mess kit nowadays is like the light my fire triangle thing.
Light my fire. They're not even that expensive.
I had that one.
Those are good.
It comes with like the hot dog container and like the small thing. You don't really need it.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like they're a little cramped, too small.
And I think everybody uses it. So like even if you write your name in Sharpie on the bottom, you're mm-hmm. still going to get messed up. I probably don't have... my top or bottom or whatever right now.
Yeah, same.
My first camping trip, I didn't have a mess kit, so my mom handed me a plastic plate from like one of those parties, you know, those like cheap plastic plates. She handed me a metal bowl, and she said, if you need a mug, just use your water bottle. And then she gave me a set of cutlery, like the nice stuff from our kitchen. And I was like, okay, because I didn't have anything else. And then we went out, and it was like less than $15, and it's practically the same thing. They're just all the same color, and they're all plastic, and they come in this little mesh bag. It's super easy to carry, and it's big enough that you can hold enough food, and that's what I find the most important. I don't like to light my fireworks.
They also take up a lot of space. I recently purchased Sea to Summit, like the collapsible bowl things, and it's got like a cutting board at the bottom, and those, I find that works pretty good. You know, it doesn't take up that much space when you collapse everything, and you can get individual things, you can get the whole set, and it all fits inside of each other, so that's good. The other thing is, if you're going to have like hot chocolate or coffee or something, make sure what you bring can handle it. I remember I purchased a Camelback, one of those plastic, I think it was the chute, not the, I don't know. And I put hot chocolate in it, and it melted the bottom. So it kind of leaked out, and I wasn't in my tent when it started leaking. I was in somebody else's. And I noticed it, and I was a younger scout then. I was like, all right, I'm just going to leave this here and let them take care of it. But they got their revenge on me, and I left my winter hat in the tent, and they used that to soak up all the hot chocolate. So.
Good for them. All right. We've still got a lot to go through.
So we'll see what happens.
We're going to stop for our ad break, so we'll see you after the ad break.
Andrew goes, nothing grows.
All right, welcome back. Hope that was a good ad break. So today we're going to do my segment. We're not continuing our list. We're going to save it for later, okay? So my segment, as you all may know, where Andrew goes, nothing grows, where I take hot takes or maybe not so hot takes. So today we have some hot takes based off of our questions before. So today's hot take is internal or exterior backpacks. So if you don't know, internal and exterior backpacks are usually the way how the backpack is shaped. JG's giving me a look right now. He's telling
external,
me
no. External frame.
It's external and interior.
No, frame. It's just, interior frame or external frame. Not internal. You got him switched. So,
it's not like internal bleeding, Andrew.
All right, so it was external frame. Mm-hmm. An internal frame?
Interior.
Interior, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it seems like AJ is very adamant about this. Let's hear his
about
explanation.
About the wording.
Yeah.
I'm more of an interior kind of guy.
Well, you care to explain what that means?
Yeah, so basically the frame, the metal frame of the bag, is inside of the bag, and it's not showing.
Covered by fabric.
Yeah, it's covered by fabric, and you can't really attach things to it. Except I kind of use my internal exterior, Andrew's getting to my head, interior as an external because it has like these loops. So when I fill everything in, I just get a bunch of carabiners and hook everything on the back. But, you know, it depends on the person. I don't know a lot of people who use external because there's not as much space and you have to hang everything on the outside. But it's viable for whatever you're doing.
I think external frame is a lot more older and kind of being faded out in the terms of the camping industry. You know, the camping fashion industry, you know.
Yeah, I think one of the only pluses to external is that they're cheap, normally cheaper, because there's less material that they have to use and it's easier to make.
Mm-hmm. I'm totally an interior guy. I don't like the external stuff because when you clip stuff on, it always moves around, and I always feel like stuff is going to fall off. I also don't own an external frame, so I've never used one, But just from what I've seen and from other people's experiences, they might like it, but I feel like I wouldn't enjoy being in that same experience. So I'm 100% an interior frame backpack guy.
All right. That
I like having
me.
All my stuff in one place.
I've never had an external frame. I've only had the internal, which is, I guess I found it because it was very good, because it was just like very compactable and like easy to put around. And you know, I'm just having to go with everyone else because it's just a good thing. I mean, there's probably somebody out there who's going to debate us and say, no, external's better. And please do. Please do. We really need that controversy right there. So next question is, do you need a sleeping bag or a tent, like priority-wise?
Which one comes first?
Like, yeah. If we could bring one of them, what would we choose? Is that the question?
100% a tent. Actually, I mean,
sleeping bag.
Assuming we don't have any other conditions, I would say tent. But if I knew it was gonna rain, or if I knew it was gonna be really nice and there's no bugs, sleeping bag. But if it was gonna rain, I'd bring a tent.
Sleeping bag, all day, every day.
Sleeping bag plus tarp.
No. You don't need
equals
a tarp.
Tent.
You don't need
equals
tarp.
Tent.
If you got the bivy sacks on your sleeping bag, you're set. I was at a winter camp in Maine, and this kid had like this army sleeping bag with a bivy sack, which is like a shell for a sleeping bag, and it keeps you dry and everything. He like dig a trench like his length in the snow and just slept in that overnight.
That sounds so cool.
Also, he never clarified in the rules, I'm going to bring my sleeping bag and my hammock, and I'm going to be all set.
No, hammocks is... You know, an alternative to a tent, so that doesn't count.
Well, I think this could be a question right here. Is a hammock a tent? Or is it not a tent?
No, it's a living space.
Tent.
It's a living space. And that's why it doesn't count.
I don't know. You put stuff in a tent. You really can't put anything in a sleeping bag. I mean, in a hammock.
You can. You can fit the essentials.
I don't know. You don't really... You don't put your
Here's the thing. No, here's the thing. Is we can bring this back to our previous discussion of, like, interior versus external. A hammock is like an external tent, right? You clip everything to the outside of your hammock, whereas the tent, the poles are usually like hidden and you put everything inside the tent. I mean, I've got a point.
Do you zip open your hammock before you get in it?
No, you could.
No, those are the tent hammocks. See, there's a type of hammock.
The
tent hammock. If a hammock was already considered a type of tent, they wouldn't need to call it a tent hammock.
Right. I guess you're right. But okay, what is the what's our next? I think I'm 100% tent over sleeping bag if I'm only supposed to take one. That's my conclusion.
You know what? I don't like tents.
What if it's like freezing and it's raining?
But then I'll have my clothes.
Yeah, but you don't have the...
You're just wrong, Aditya.
The thing is, I could have a fire going.
I would have a fire going in your tent.
No.
Here's
the thing is, I'm totally okay with not sleeping. Like, that's not usually a worry for me. But I'd rather stay covered in that tent. Like, I mean, have a few friends in the tent with me. We playing card games all night. I don't mind.
I'd rather have a nice warm sleep than getting hypothermia, but that's just me.
What? I didn't say that.
All right.
Hey, we talked about underage girls, okay, Addy?
Oh my
Shut
god!
Up.
All right. No. So for me, I'm gonna go in the sleeping bag of this one because I really don't care if it's raining or shining. I just put the Moe bag this face down on the ground and it'll be all set. If it's raining, I'll just face the dirt. Embrace
yeah,
worm.
I mean, that is you. That is you, though.
Andrew wouldn't bring a sleeping bag or a tent.
Yeah, I
would. Andrew just wouldn't come. He would forget.
I would forget to go. All right, so we got one more question here. This one is, I don't really know what to say about this one. I'm just going to throw it out there, okay? Best place to get gear.
At DT's house. Go in and steal his backpack, his backpacks in his attic that his cousin got.
I mean, I do have a nice one. So if you want to steal a backpack,
His address is...
My house is... No!
All right, a serious answer, or are you just going to throw jokes around?
No,
Andrew, you're too
I would
big
say...
to throw around.
Here's the thing. If it's your... Oh, God. All right, relax. I feel like there's like a hidden connotation that we shouldn't explain. But I think if you're in a rush, places like Amazon, I mean, you'll find cheap things. You'll find most likely the same like high quality products at lower prices, and they get shipped to your house quicker if you're like a Prime member. But also, even if you're not a Prime member, you'll still get that quicker shipping. I think outside of Amazon, places like REI, REI is like
one
the go-to.
Place, Aditya.
Yeah, he's just listing all his favorites. Come
and,
on.
And every place that sells gear.
There's,
yeah,
there's
Dick's Sporting Goods.
There's conditions.
Addy goes to the supermarket. He uses the brown plastic bags, you know.
The thing is, I don't get all of my gear at one place. That's the issue. I'm going to go with Amazon only because most of the gear I've got, it's from Amazon.
Okay.
But I don't really have like a favorite place to get gear because I don't go buying gear every single month or very often.
You're wrong.
All right. How is he wrong, AJ? How is he wrong?
Don't buy stuff online because you can't try it on or anything. But if you are,
fair.
Go to eBay. Support some local people that are selling. I know Addy sells on eBay, so...
I do, but
out.
I don't trust.
Don't support Big Bezos over there, all right? You know,
here's the thing: is I don't trust eBay. I like things like new, and I like getting them from people I trust. The thing is, I don't mind. Like, I sell stuff on eBay. Yeah, you just said that, but like, I wouldn't trust to buy something from someone on eBay, and I've never have because I don't know the quality that I'm getting it. I don't know, and obviously I can do research, but I don't know if it's going to be at the best price.
I just brought a brand new pocket knife from eBay the other day.
You bought it off
eBay? I was copying
eBay?
Aditya. I got it on eBay, brand new, right in the packaging, for a cheaper price than normal.
How much did you get it for?
Like $35, I think.
It's like $6 cheaper.
And
you probably had to pay shipping.
Nope, didn't have to pay shipping. And it was supposed to be here November 3rd. I got it like October 29th.
Okay, that's
so,
nice.
But eBay's not my best place to buy gear. I would say a Sierra Trading Post.
That's a new store, and I was going to mention them, but then you guys told me to stop saying every single store that's selling gear.
No, it's not you can't, when you go in the store, they're kind of like outlets. They have their main store online, so you can go and kind of check stuff out.
Check that place out.
The really cool thing about Sierra Trading Post is their prices are super cheap, right? You can go and get a long sleeve Under Armour t-shirt, athletic shirt. They're normally like, what, $40, ridiculous, at Under Armour?
Yeah.
You can get them for like $20.
Yeah.
The savings are insane. They don't have the selection maybe in stores is like an REI or an L.L. Bean, but I think the price – reduction and how everything's on sale, that's just a winner for me. And they have really good stuff. So Sierra Trading Post is the way to go, fellas.
So we got Amazon, Sahara Trading Post, Sierra.
I don't know. Sierra. Everyone goes to REI. Here's the thing. They're a little bit overpriced. If you go online, they're always overpriced. The other thing is REI doesn't have many of their own products.
Aditya's got beef. Aditya's got beef with REI.
REI is a new glamping.
One of the top like headlight companies is called Black Diamond. REI's entire headlight stock is from Black Diamond.
Black Diamond
and
is
they mark up the prices.
Company.
Okay, well they make headlights, and they make really good headlights. I didn't know
they do.
Black Diamond's also
they
a
do
ski
a bunch
level.
Of climbing chalk, climbing harnesses, helmets.
Oh yeah. REI sells Gerber knives, but Gerber they sell Gerber knives. They sell
Gerber,
buck knives.
Gerber makes baby food.
They also make knives and axes. Kind of weird, right? It's either baby food or knives and axes. But I mean, REI does have some of their own backpacks, but like all their tents are like Camelback. Actually, REI does make some of their own tents, but REI is more of an outlet than like a, you know, original store, and so that and that's why their prices are high.
I don't think you know what an outlet is, but okay.
Or not, sorry, not an outlet, but like a, I don't know, like a retailer, I guess. I don't know. They resell other companies' products.
Mm-hmm.
Usually because those other companies don't have a store to themselves. But yeah.
Yeah, REI is just like the supermarket of camping stuff.
Right. I don't really know. When I went to REI, I mean, we could probably talk about REI all the time, but I went there, for some reason, all the tents were sold out. And I was just like, why? And I didn't really like their tent selection. I think it was like way too small. It was like, this is like, because I was maybe looking for a specific type of tent, and they're like, oh, these are all like really like one person tents. I'm like, why? Why so small?
Yeah.
I'm a pretty big person, okay? yeah, that's my only thing against REI is that they had a pretty small tent selection. When I went there,
they heard Andrew. Yeah,
it's hard to find the right thing.
They like hide them all.
It's hard to find the right thing that you're looking for at REI. Mm-hmm. So that's why we recommend trying some new places. But also, if you know, the one thing I like about REI is you can see all the companies and compare them with like a sales associate, or just by looking at them, you can figure out what you want, and then you can go online and buy it from the company itself. For example, my pocket knife. I went to REI and L.L. Bean to look at the pocket knives, try holding them, feeling what they, like, just trying to figure out the right one. I then saw the Gerber haul, and I was like, okay, that's the knife I want. I went on the Gerber website, found a coupon code, boom.
Addy also watches Mr. Beast videos, so he has honey.
I don't watch
on
Mr. Beast videos.
He got the honey extension.
I do have honey, but I do not. Watch Mr. Beast videos. I don't know if that changes who I am. As
literally,
a person,
I've heard the honey ad like a thousand times. I mean,
I've never heard the honey ad.
Do you want free money?
I just
you need honey.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
I got one more thing to say. One more thing to say.
Okay.
You know, whenever you're gonna buy gear, don't at least explore used equipment sites, because I've seen a few sites that are like, wow, this is actually pretty good. I might actually buy something on here. But I'm looking at some of the stuff, and like, this is not what I'm looking for, because I was looking for more specific stuff. But if you're starting out, yeah, maybe give it a shot, like, because you might not have a whole lot, and like, this could work for me and all that. So yeah, I'm going with the ones like reuse old gear, because camping stuff kind of lasts forever until it doesn't.
Another quick
tip.
There's a company called Hiker Direct. And they get a bunch of wholesale stuff. They partner with Alps, I think. And if you're a Boy Scout or some other things, they'll give you like 20% off everything. And they do a bunch of giveaways every month. So that's something to check out for some really good cheap gear.
And if you're
and don't forget the best company, Pursuit Retro. If you're looking for 10% off your order, you can use
Trails
Podcast.
Get some stylish day packs for your cameras and everything.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you got to take care of your cameras, right?
Or even just flex and take that bag to school.
All right. I think we've already consumed enough of your time. So we're going to...
All this talk of buying new gear is making me want to go to the store.
Broke
because
I can't get anything.
Making me feel broke. So I got to go.
Because we're broke, do you want us to give you a monthly supporter?
Oh, my God.
Hey, whoa. That was pretty slick. But hey, we're going to see you guys next
time. We're doing another Gear Shakedown Part 2.
Thank you so much. But thank you guys so much for being here. We love you all. Thank you so much for the constant support. We'll see you next time on Tales of the Trails. Peace out.